Setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is the Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
All right, folks, welcome to the program, coming to you live from our Ramsey Solutions studios in Nashville. You've joined a conversation about you, specifically what you were born to do. You were created to contribute through your work. There's purpose in your relational life and in your professional life. And some of you, you've discovered us, however you've discovered us. You're going, okay, I'll kick the tires on this. But I, you know what? Look, man, it seems like a lot. It seems like a lot to try to take on. I just want a good paycheck, safe job, stable 401k program, you know, and get the kids through school, go on some great trips. But yet, when you say that, if you're a bit of a cynic, or you're just like, I don't know, this purpose and work stuff, I don't know. You say those things, then you know deep down, there's something you long to do. Something you would do if you knew you couldn't fail. And if you didn't have to commit the rest of your life to it, but say, hey, this is something I'd love to do, and I could show up and do this and get paid well to do this. Yeah, I'd do this. I'd level up. So welcome. 844-747-2577. We're here to help you make a whole lot of money and experience a whole lot of meaning. Income and impact, purpose and peak performance. That's what we do here on the Ken Coleman Show. Coaching you up. All right, so let's talk about something that we saw recently, a new study. We're going to release the whole study in January. Ramsey Solutions is the mothership for the Ken Coleman Show. And so we did a study on the state of work. One of the findings that came back was two-thirds of millennial leaders. I think that's 66.6% if I remember from my high school days. 66% of people in the millennial demographic that are leading question their abilities. And so I saw this, I actually had a little bit of a smile because when I saw it, it was like, well, 100% of leaders at some point question their ability. Maybe not across the board, but in areas of leadership, they'll question themselves. There'll be doubt. So first thing I want to do is acknowledge a couple of things. I want to address this to start the show today because the millennials are now the number one demographic in the workforce. There's more millennials than any other generation in the American workforce, which means that there are going to be more millennial leaders. And millennials have gotten poo-pooed and crapped on, you know, in conversations, from stages, in podcasts, on television, by, you know, baby boomers and my generation, Gen X. And I think it's unfair. But that's a whole nother subject. But the point is I want to encourage millennial leaders that are listening right now, or millennials who want to lead or will lead, because if you are walking the seven stages out to meaningful work, to doing what you were created to do, stage five is get promoted, and you will eventually get promoted into a leadership role. So I want to encourage you on something. Experiencing doubt in your abilities to lead does not make you weak, neurotic. It is a good sign that you're human, number one, and number two, that you're moving forward. All humans are going to deal with doubt. Doubt is not something that we just can overpower and will ourselves to never deal with again. We can overcome doubt, but doubt in leadership is a part of the deal. It is the price of admission. You want to lead? I got news for you. You're going to have moments of fear. You want to lead? I got news for you. You're going to have moments of doubt. Continually. But you still got to lead. And you can lead. Through fear, through doubt. You can. You must. So that's the first thing. But I want to get tactical for just a second. Because I was discussing this finding with my producer, Alex. And we're having a one-on-one. And we were just kind of, you know, walking through this and knocking this back and forth. And we both felt like, you know what, this is the key for leaders, millennials or not, doesn't matter what generation, when you are experiencing doubt. Because here's what happens. It is the complexity of leadership which, by the way, is always about humans. You cannot lead absent of the human element. In fact, you need to understand that's the most important part of leadership is people, but here's where it goes wrong. The complexity of the problems, the rate, the consistency of the problems that hit leaders can be absolutely so overwhelming because it feels like they just keep coming at you. I mean, every day they're coming at you and they're coming at you and they're coming at you. And that'll create some doubt fast. You know what the doubt is, really? If we break it down to its core, it's this. It's never going to stop. The problems are never going to stop. I can't do this. That's what's going on. And so I was talking with Alex about that, and I was saying that very thing. And then I said, dude, do you remember the first Avenger movie? He goes, yeah. I go, do you remember the kind of the penultimate scene, like the climatic moment, right? Of this is it. Are the Avengers going to save the world? And they're in downtown Manhattan, right? And if you'll recall, Loki has broken through the universe or the atmosphere. And there's a giant space turtle that is coming through the portal, and it is spitting out giant caterpillars that are weaving throughout Manhattan, killing everything they see, knocking over big buildings. And then there's those little, what I'm calling space mosquitoes, the little aliens that are just flying on their own, and they're coming out like ants out of an anthill. You know what I'm talking about. You've seen it. So here's what happens. Initially, when that happens, the Avengers are individually, right, swatting the space mosquitoes, trying to kill the space caterpillars, and it's exhausting. Even the Avengers can't keep up. How many of you feel like this in leadership? Yeah. And so then what happens? There's a scene in the movie where the Avengers, for a moment, get a bit of breath, right? They kill enough mosquitoes and caterpillars where they have this brief moment where they're all standing together. And Captain America has assembled them, and they're looking up, and they're looking up at the portal. They're going, "We gotta close the portal. We can't keep swatting the mosquitoes and killing the caterpillars. We gotta close the portal." You know what they did? They stopped focusing on all the individual problems, and they said, "What matters most? Shutting the portal." Now, let me translate to you, the leader. When all these problems are coming at you and it feels like those space caterpillars and the mosquitoes, you got to understand that the source of all of the problems that you deal with as a leader always have a person at the root of it. The hardest part of leadership is people. The greatest part of leadership is people. So simplify. And Captain America gathered the Avengers and said, "We got to simplify this deal. We'll never do it one-on-one. We got to focus on shutting that portal. We shut the portal, then we could fight the rest of the remaining ones and we get healthy." That's what you have to do as a leader. Every time you are confronted with a problem, ask yourself, what's the people source of this thing? If I help my people, my team, if I help them deal with what they're dealing with, they'll help me solve the greater problem. But if I'm just always looking at all the problems that I'm going to have to deal with, it feels lonely and impossible. It's not. People are either the source of the problem or they're the solution. Lean into that. It's about people, leaders. Hey folks, Ken Coleman here. Do you want to make more money to do what you love with the people you love? Have you ever thought about bringing in more income by selling products on Amazon? I want to introduce you to Seth Kniep, the founder of Just One Dime. Starting with a single dime, Seth built a multi-million dollar Amazon business, and you can do it too. With 126 staff and Amazon expert coaches, Just One Dime has trained over 10,000 people from around the world, many of whom are now multi-millionaires. Their award-winning online training, along with personal one-to-one mentorship, will walk you through the entire process, including opening your Amazon seller account, building your brand, selecting a profitable product, finding the right supplier, launching your product, and marketing and managing your online business. If you'd like to learn more, schedule a call today by going to jod.com/Ken Coleman. Again, that's jod.com/Ken Coleman. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show. We're coming to you from our Nashville studios here at Ramsey Solutions Worldwide Headquarters. And we are discussing you making more money, having more flexibility and freedom in your life, doing work you love, doing it to the maximum capacity. We're helping you live and work on purpose. We're going to coach you up. We're going to listen to you. Hey, some of you are calling in for tactical questions. Obviously, I think some of you just need to call and go, hey, Ken, this is what I'm feeling. I'm on the path. I'm in stage five getting promoted. I'm waiting for the promotion. It's not happening yet. I'm a little bit down. I'm starting to wonder. Can I just tell you that some of the hardest things I dealt with on my 10-year journey to the dream job was not the tactical stuff, the doing, it was the feelings. And it occurs to me that some of you are just kind of feeling a little down, a little frustrated. And you know what? You just need somebody to talk to, somebody to listen to you and go, hey, should I feel this way? Is it normal to feel this way? How do I deal with this feeling? We talk a lot about tactics here, but we need to talk about emotions and feelings more, and I'm bringing it to you. So some of you need to call in, because I'm going to tell you something right now. The number one feeling that I dealt with that I realized was not the truth, but I mean, I struggled with it in the journey. Okay, in the 7 years it took me to get to Ramsey Solutions, this is where I don't even know if it's going to happen. I feel like it should happen. I feel like it could happen, but I don't know if it's going to happen. And the number one emotion that I wrestled with the most, and this is really a voice, but it's an emotion. I felt like I was the only one that cared. I was the only one that cared about what I was doing, and nobody else cared. Nobody else was going to help me. And it was just me, and there was no way I was going to pull it off. I was afraid to ask the question, will you help me? Now, that was an emotion that held me back for a while. Nobody's going to want to help me. Now, it's true that nobody wakes up thinking about how they can help you, because they got their own stuff. They got their own journey. But there's a difference between going, I think someone's just going to tap me on the shoulder and help me, versus going, they will help me if I ask, and if I ask the right way. So that's an example of an emotion that'll get you in a pit of pity, self-pity, pretty quickly. 844-747-2577. San Diego, California is where we go. Anthony's there. Anthony, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Ken, thanks for taking my call, man.
You bet. What's up?
Hey, so I have a unique situation. Hoping you can shed some light on it. So I work in a family business, a small company. Been working with my brother-in-law, who's the owner, for the last 8 years. Him and I have walked shoulder to shoulder, helped build this business to be very successful. Went through the ups and downs through the years, but we've always been on the same page developing this company to be a very good, profitable company. During COVID, we were extremely successful. We're both compensated very well. When that happened, he gave himself a large pay raise and put me into a sales director role. And now I'm managing people. I'm not really selling anymore, which I'm not really comfortable with. I like to sell. I like to hustle.
Mm-hmm.
And, my compensation went down a bit, and his tripled. And since I've been put into the sales director role, you know, a lot more responsibility is on me, and he's just taken a very backstage approach to everything, kind of aloof with what's going on in the company. So I kind of feel like I'm being taken advantage of. And now my brother-in-law, I'm very close with him. He's my buddy. Like, we go out and have dinner, we go out beers, we go golfing. It's my wife's brother. And so my question is.
Is it his company?
It's his company.
He owns
his company.
He owns it. He owns it 100%.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But I don't like the management role. I feel like I'm a high-priced babysitter.
Yeah, so let me ask you this. What if, let's remove the fact that you feel like you get a lot of credit and deserve a lot of credit for what you helped build the company through and what you've done, and he's taking all the spoils, is what you feel like. And there's a good case for that. Yep. Like, he's given himself a big raise. Now, he's the owner, so he can do whatever he wants to. But you've actually...
And I agree with that.
Yeah, but I know. So
he,
here's
he's
my...
He's the owner. He can do whatever he wants to do.
I get it. But I'm just kind of... I'm replaying this for you so you can hear it. So he's put you in a sales manager role, which you don't enjoy. And not only that, you've taken a hit financially. So let me ask you this.
Yes.
If circumstances were different, alternate reality, and he didn't put you in the sales management role and you were still doing the sales part, which you love the hustle, you love the hunt, and you hadn't taken a hit and you actually were making a little bit more and still had the opportunity for almost no lid on your income based on the sales, would you be thinking about leaving?
No, I wouldn't. And that's what I
Well, that's the good news. Okay, so that to me is good news. Okay, because I think this is a conversation with him. You guys are buddies, your family. He doesn't want you to leave, right?
No, he doesn't want me to leave.
Does he know how you feel about all this stuff?
No, so I've asked him, like, hey, can you help me out with these things? Can you help write this proposal? Can you help do this? And he's kind of like, you know, no, I don't know how to do it. I don't want to do it. So he knows that I'm frustrated, but I haven't sat down with him.
Yeah.
And
okay.
Said, hey,
so here's the deal.
You know, so,
well, I'm trying to hit you real quick with this because it's pretty straightforward. I'll answer any other questions you have, but here's the deal. You have to sit down with him and go, hey, I don't want to be in the sales management role. I appreciate that you moved me there for whatever reason. I'm dying a slow death. I don't want to manage a team. I need to be selling. And I want to sell. And I don't want limits on my income. My income's gone down too. So I got promoted, demoted. And I'm not questioning your heart on this. You love me. I love you. You're my brother-in-law. But I owe it to you to tell you, I don't want to be in this role and I don't want to go backwards. I want to make more money. And so I can make more money for me and for you if I'm in a sales role. And you need to tell him what you want your role to be at the company. And he's backing out a little bit anyway. It sounds like a lot, actually. So I think you got to say to him, before you decide to leave and consider how should I leave, you just told me if the circumstances were different, you wouldn't be thinking about leading. So let's take a shot at an honest, grateful, humble conversation. None of the conversation includes the fact that he's paying himself triple. That's none of your business.
No, it's not.
But what is your business?
I'm not supposed to know that.
I know.
But I do know.
All right, good. I'm glad I covered that. So the point is, what is your business is your income and your future. You got to talk about that. And if he doesn't address that, it's time to start looking. And then you leave with honor. And you go, hey, man, something personal. But we talked about the future. It's your decision. This is not the desired future for me. There's a lid on me. And because of that, I think you understand you don't want a lid on you. It's time for me to move on. And you leave classy. Go ahead.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I don't, what he makes is not my, like, I don't care, right? As long as I'm happy and I'm making the money I want to make, like, pay yourself, whatever, it's your company, right?
Right.
But yeah, I just want to, you know, I want to approach him in a thoughtful, professional, classy way where I don't rock the boat because it is a family company, right? Like,
no, but you're not going to.
There's only six of us.
All right, but here's the deal. Okay, so the bottom line is like, there's only six of you and he promoted you, demoted you, and you just have to be honest and say, hey, I took it because you're my brother-in-law and you put me in there. But here's the deal. I don't like to manage the team. So we need a hybrid position or we need to put me back where I was, where I'm a high producer for you and where I'm happy. And dude, I took a pay cut. Like,
yeah,
we got to figure out the comp.
But I need him to, I want him to be more involved. You know, he might come in like three hours a day.
Well, but see, I got to be honest with you.
What's going on today?
That's a losing conversation because I think he's already shown things are going great. He wants to move out. This has got to be about you, not about him. And now I will say, if him being more involved is a non-negotiable for you staying, then your decision is already made for you. After you have the conversation, I need you more involved. I need to be back in this role. That's the conversation. Listen, you can be kind and loving, but you must be clear. You got to give him a shot. And then if he doesn't respond to that, it's on him and you can leave with your head held high. helping you get unstuck, helping you move forward, move up, so you can make money and experience meaning. That's right. Whether that's starting a side hustle and blowing it up to be the dream job that, oh, I'm the boss, yeah. Or actually breaking through, being able to pivot and step up to do what you were created to do. That's what we do here on the Ken Coleman Show. Thrilled to have you. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. Quick reminder, 8.7 million people moved jobs in the last 2 months of jobs report, August, September. Unbelievable, staggering. And as a result, it's just pouring kerosene on an already hot hiring market. Companies are having to respond. They're having to replace all those people. Did anybody think about that? Not only did 8.7 million people take a new job, they left a hole. That's why you got to get connected with my friends at ZipRecruiter. If you're ready to make the move, you've gotten clear here, and now you're going, okay, I want to, maybe getting promoted is, maybe my stage five move right now is actually just pivoting. So you need to call. Go online. ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. Why? Easiest way to get hired. Unbelievable profile. It takes minutes to create. Upload the resume, and then you're done. They start recruiting for you. And they update you along the way. Every time you get a look or a like on your profile, and a company can request your information, they'll tell you about that, and they let them contact you directly. I don't know why you wouldn't do this. It's free to you, and it's the easiest way to get hired. ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. Go. 844-747-2577 is the phone number. 844-747-2577. The podcast of the program, YouTube, the whole nine yards. Brings us an international audience, and that's always so exciting. We go across the pond to London, England. Catherine is there. Catherine, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet. How are you today, Catherine?
I'm really well, thank you.
Good.
I'm really well. I actually ran into the Ramsey Show when you were on the day recently. Regarding the fact that I was stuck in terms of how I plan my exit from a job that I don't love.
Yeah.
Even though it pays really well and it's got great benefits, and I was kind of whining a little bit if I'm going to be honest with myself. And I loved what you said. You kind of, you know, you were really straight and honest with me. And you said, you know, you need to change your attitude, which I did. So I took your advice. And, you know, I am actually very grateful for everything that my job provides me. But I still want to leave ultimately.
Sure.
You kindly gifted me the Get Clear career assessment.
Oh, good.
Which I took straight to, as soon as I received it. And it's just amazing. I've taken lots of kind of different career assessments like Gallup StrengthsFinder, etc. in the past. I'm kind of middle to senior manager level at the moment, so I've done lots of those things. And this your one is absolutely the best one out of all of them.
Oh, thank you.
So thank you for that. So I've got the results of that now. I also downloaded your resume guide just to kind of start to update my resume. And I kind of sent it out to a few recruiters just to get an idea of where, you know, how it might land. And I got immediate responses.
Oh.
Now I'm in a bit of a dilemma because I've been presented with a couple of opportunities, and I'm not sure which path to go down.
Okay.
Any of them.
All right. So the first question I have is, when you've got multiple opportunities, right, and it feels like, oh, there's this pressure, right?
Yes.
It's pressure, and we got to relieve the pressure. It's not about the perfect one. It's just about the right one. And there's no real pressure other than you've just got to remove all these thoughts. It's like we need to shut our brain down after we do some logical examination of both opportunities, and then we trust our heart as which one we need to take. So let's engage the brain to do what the brain does well. Okay? And let's just logically take in all the facts. Let's call them opportunity A and opportunity B. All right? So first and foremost, you took the Get Clear career assessment and you've got that professional purpose statement. Do both A and B Do they both, are they in alignment with your purpose statement, allowing you to use those top talents to perform your top passions to produce that primary mission?
I would say yes, because actually, also within the assessment report, there were a few kind of possible industries that were suggested, and both of these opportunities, one of them is in one of those industries that came out through the report, and the other one is in another industry that came out through the report.
Fantastic.
One of them is more very kind of project management. Focused in terms of the opportunity, and opportunity B is consulting focused.
Okay,
good. Which includes elements of project management in that opportunity as well.
Great. So that's the biggie, right? So now we can let the brain relax, because we know, because of that Get Clear Career Assessment, and that's the why reason I created this assessment, is so that you've got this compass. You've got a filter. It's both. It points out to the world at work lots of ideas, and then it becomes a filter. Okay, this is of interest. This is an opportunity that's come to me, and I run it through the filter. So both of these are on purpose for you. Do they both create a ladder for you of growth, you know, like where you can see professional growth, money, influence, responsibility? Do they both provide a nice ladder of growth in the short and long term?
So this is the thing I'm not sure about, and I think this is where the dilemma lies. So opportunity A, which is very kind of solely project management, so it is a project management role.
Okay.
So I'm currently in a permanent full-time position, and opportunity A is a contract role for 12 months. And in terms of, I guess, job status, or, you know, job title status, it's lower than my current level, but it pays more. So I would be making double my monthly income.
Right, but okay, and that's great. But I don't care about title, so I would say that option A is obviously better than your current role, which, by the way, you want to leave anyway. So who cares what your current title is? I love that it's quite a bit more pay. But my question is if they're both on purpose, so is there an opportunity to grow? Even though it's a contract, presumably you do a great job, they renew your contract. And then there's an opportunity, they may promote you within the company. Yes or no?
Yes. And I think I was also thinking that even if my contract ends after 12 months, it's in exactly the type of subfield that I want to focus my career on.
So is A better than B?
Well,
come on, you know the answer, because you called me and you were leaning one way or the other, and I'm curious to know, what is your gut telling you?
I honestly, I don't know, because B is a permanent position.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter to me. Okay, so here's the deal. I'm going to set you free, okay? Here's what you have to wrestle with. Sleep on this. Keep wrestling. Sleep on it some more. Very simple. We've got A and B. Both are on purpose. Great news. Both are going to give you an opportunity to do something new. Great news. Both are probably going to allow you to make more money. Great news. We know that. Both have advancement opportunities. Great news. You have to do a little bit more research and maybe a few more conversations with the hiring manager that's offered you the position. Let's get some answers to the stuff that you're a little bit unsure of. But at the end of the day, it's going to come down to this. Which one do I believe gives me the greatest opportunity for growth? Which one gives me the greatest opportunity to really enjoy, to love what I do? It's that. That's it. They're both on purpose. They're both opportunities. All the things are good. Which one is the best opportunity? Gives you the best future, preparing you for a future that you desire. That's the ultimate question. You got this, Catherine. I'm so proud of you. Trust your heart after you do that examination. This is the Ken Coleman Show. The Ken Coleman Show continues from our Nashville studios here at Ramsey Solutions Worldwide Headquarters, helping you level up. What does that look like for you? Some of you, it's, hey, I got to get clear on what it is that I really want to do so I can take opportunity to make the money and experience the meaning that I desire. For some of you, it's getting qualified to actually get the ticket. For some of you, it's getting connected so you can get the opportunity. For some of you, it's, I'm just scared to start. I need a push. I need a nudge, Ken. I need confirmation. For some of you, it's, hey, I'm on the ladder. I just want to move up the ladder faster. That's the get promoted stage. And some of you, it's, all right, I'm trying to really lock in and determine what the dream job is. Is this the dream job? Is it a mirage? Which one should I go for? So welcome aboard, whoever you are, wherever you are. 844-747-2577 is the number. Hey, one more last reminder. Tomorrow, I'm teaming up with our Ramsey Ed department for Ramsey Academy. We're doing a brand new webinar, free webinar on project management. It's called the Project Management Crash Course. I'm teaming up with specifically my pal, Ramsey Solutions Chief Technology Officer, Brendan Wojcko, who leads all of our project managers here at Ramsey Solution. And in this webinar, three major initiatives. We're going to talk about what makes a great project manager, the different styles of project management, and then practical tips you can apply to your career. So who should be interested and jump in on this? If you are in project management and you want to grow, get promoted, this is for you. If you are thinking about, is project management a sweet spot career role for me? This is a webinar for you. You can kick the tires, learn more about it, get some confirmation. So here's how you get the details. It's a free online event. Text the word project to 33789. That's 33789. Text the word project. Text project to 33789. Airman in Jackson, Mississippi is joining us now. Airman, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Thank you for the great work that you're doing to help people get unstuck.
Well, thank you, sir. How can I help you today?
So I took the Get Clear career assessment,
uh-huh,
and it was spot on. You know,
great.
It resonated with me, my natural tendencies. But right now, the problem is I'm trying to see how to translate that into specific roles.
Okay.
You know, I was wondering if you could help me with that.
Well, sure. So here's the deal. When you get a purpose statement like that, now you start to see some real clues. So when you look at your purpose statement and you see the passions, the top three passions, work you love, you need to automatically start looking into the marketplace. Where is that work? What kind of jobs allow me to do that kind of work? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah. So what were your top three passions, the work you love to do?
So, let me see. Leading, creating, and performing.
Okay. What type of things do you like to create?
Different ways to do things, you know, solve problems creatively.
What kind of problems do you like to solve creatively? People problems, process problems, or thing
Both.
Problems?
Both.
Both. Okay, great. So where would a guy look, okay, in Jackson, Mississippi? Where would a guy look for on-purpose jobs when his top three passions are leading and solving people and process problems and doing it at a rate where he can be measured, because that you like to perform. You like to throw scores up on the board. You like the pressure to perform, true or false? True. That's why you scored performing. You like to deliver.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, then.
Yeah.
So where would you look? What kind of jobs?
Let's see, Jackson. That this is why I'm calling, because I've been wondering about that.
You're too busy thinking. You're not looking. You would be in a leadership position, true or false? A management role, true or false?
True. Yeah.
Okay. So where are you going to look for management roles? What type of work? Who are you leading? Are you leading people that are doing graphic design, or are you leading people that are doing maybe project management or operations, logistics, and executing? You understand what I'm asking?
Yeah.
Come on, man. Now tell me. Pick a job right now. Forget a title. What would you be doing? You would be, here's what I know. You would be leading people in an area of process work. True or false?
True.
So give me an example. You don't have to give me the exact job and company, but I'm saying you're looking for what? You're looking for leadership and management positions first and foremost. And then you're looking for companies that need leaders and managers in operations type, logistics type work, correct?
Not really. Not really logistic and operations. I'm thinking more helping people, you know, become better, the best version of themselves, you know, counseling type of work.
Okay, but that's but that's leadership type work, correct?
Yes.
Okay, then. So are we talking professional counseling, or are we talking, I just want to lead a team of people and love on them, coach them, serve them, counsel them, listen to them, be a true servant leader? Is that what I'm hearing?
No, professional counseling.
Okay, got it. All right. Well, so for all this confusion that you said you had, I'm trying to figure it out and help you see ideas, and you just actually narrowed it down. So the very thing you called me for, you figured it out. You want to do, you want to be in a role where you're counseling people, guiding people. So is it in the mental health space? Is it in financial counseling? Is it in health and nutrition counseling? What is it?
Mental health, I would say.
There you go. So you're telling me that you can't find jobs in the mental health space? Of course you can. You can look those up. Now it comes down to, you're clear that you want to be in counseling. So if you walk the seven stages out that I teach, the next stage is getting qualified. Are you qualified to be a mental health counselor right now?
Not yet. Not yet. I'm considering that. But you see, the reason I called is because I'm trying to make sense of this purpose statement.
Mm-hmm.
Is it in alignment? That's my question. You know, is it in alignment with
counseling? Okay. Well, I'll be honest with you. You threw me a little bit. What was your missional result?
Creating.
Yeah.
Creation.
Yeah. So I don't think counseling is in alignment. I'm glad you, okay, now that you've clarified why you're calling, because you told me that your assessment results, your purpose statement was spot on. But counseling is not in alignment with what I'm hearing, which is why I was leading you down the direction of management and leading people. But there is a clue here. The same guy who is thinking maybe counseling and mental health, the work you said you love to do is to lead others. Well, there is a component of counseling and leadership, isn't there?
There is, yeah.
And then you said your favorite missional result, your result was, I love creating. And really, for you, you like creating solutions.
Yes.
And you're the one that said people and processes. So I grabbed onto that word process in my attempt to brainstorm for you.
Okay.
You see where I went?
Okay.
But you're overthinking this. You've got to sit down and go, wait a second. I love leading. I love creating solutions, creating ideas, creating maybe personal growth plans for people. Does that sound about right?
It does.
There we go. And the performing piece is not the traditional performer. I mean, a performer could score high on that, a traditional performer. But performing is, I like to be held to a standard. I'm a scoreboard guy, and I like the pressure of delivering. And you said that's exactly you. So I think you are looking for management positions in Jackson. Let's start there, because I don't think it's industry specific for you. It might be, but I don't think it is. So you're going, Ken, how do I translate the purpose statement? And this is for anybody. We take the purpose statement and we go, hey, where can I do this kind of work and deliver this kind of result? That's the question you must answer. And the only way you're going to answer it is by doing the research and seeing what's out there. And then you match up the job description with the purpose statement, and that's where we get confidence. Hey, before I leave, everybody needs to remember that you matter and you do have what it takes. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey folks, I want to make sure you check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like The Rachel Cruze Show.
Hey guys, it's Rachel Cruze, and I'm so excited to tell you about my podcast. A lot of people are living paycheck to paycheck. They're in debt. They don't even know where to begin, but they have this need, this want to get in control of their money. And if that's you, you have come to the right spot. So in each episode, you're going to get a ton of inspiration and practical advice. If you've not subscribed to The Rachel Cruze Show podcast, make sure you do it today.
To hear full episodes, search Rachel Cruze wherever you listen to podcasts or go to rachelcruze.com.